This is a podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum. For further information, please go to www.rafmuseum.org/podcasts.
Aviation mascots and lucky charms. Flying involves an element of risk, especially in wartime. Sometimes even a well-trained crew flying a well-maintained aircraft can suffer the unexpected or unlucky. This is why aviators try to help ward off bad luck by carrying lucky charms or mascots. A new permanent exhibition has been opened at the Royal Air Force Museum, Cosford, featuring some of the charms and mascots in the museum's collection. Included are cuddly toys, wedding memorabilia and homemade figures, as well as more traditional good luck items such as a rabbit's foot and a St. Christopher medallion. Each object has a fascinating story to tell about its owner and its lifetime experiences. Arguably the most historic mascot is Twinkletoes, a small black cat who actually flew with the pioneer aviators Alcock and Brown during their historic first crossing of the Atlantic in June 1919. Twinkletoes belonged to Arthur Whitton Brown, the navigator on the flight. The long slog across the Atlantic from Newfoundland in Canada to Ireland took over 16 hours, much of it in darkness, freezing fog and rain. On landing in a field in Ireland, their Vickers Vimy aircraft got stuck in boggy ground and tipped forwards onto its nose. It's a wonder Twinkletoes survived to find her way to the museum. An even older exhibit is a rather battered teddy bear called Scotch Jock, who belonged to a fighter pilot ace from the First World War of 1914 to 1918. This teddy is dressed in traditional Scottish outfit of kilt, sporran and spats, but is missing one eye and is rather threadbare. He was the mascot of Scotsman Lieutenant William McClanachan, a pilot with 40 Squadron Royal Flying Corps, who shot down 7 German aircraft above the trenches of the Western Front. Despite the very low life expectancy of First World War pilots, McClanachan did survive to become a journalist. Jock was donated to the museum by Fred Gilbert, who was one of McClanachan's mechanics during the war. Gilbert recalled that, "In all the years I have known this mascot, he has always looked like this, one-eyed, rather grubby and battered." Percy is a cute, cuddly penguin toy, who flew in Handley Page Halifax bombers with his bomb aimer owner, Pilot Officer Stan Chapman. In January 1944, Stan's aircraft, named Jane by the crew, was hit by flak whilst over Berlin. With a severely damaged tail assembly, Jane was nursed as far as Holland before the crew had to abandon her. Stan tucked Percy into his flying jacket, and then the two of them took to their parachute and jumped from the stricken aircraft. All of the crew survived the crash and were taken prisoner, and Stan and Percy saw out their war in a German POW camp. In his memoirs, Stan attributed his crew's survival to the good luck brought by Percy. He wrote, "Like many others on active service, a mascot answered some unexplained need. The word lucky is always associated with such items, and it can perhaps be borne out on our surviving the night of January 28, 1944. Our losses were 44 aircraft that night. The vast majority of these crews did not witness the dull, dismal dawn of the 29th, which looked pretty good to me." Another poignant exhibit is the St. Christopher neck chain, which belonged to Jean Lennox Bird, who was the first female to be awarded full RAF pilot's wings. The St. Christopher, who is the patron saint of transport and travel, is a common choice of good luck charm for those who fly. Jean Bird learnt to fly in 1930, aged 18, and served in the Air Transport Auxiliary during the Second World War, delivering new aircraft to RAF units in the UK. After the war, she was a flying instructor and was awarded her RAF wings in 1952. She died in an air crash in April 1957, but we do not know if she was wearing her St. Christopher on that day. The most modern mascot in the exhibition is Wing Commander Roland Rat, he of breakfast television and rat-wrapping fame. Roland is a soft furry toy with a grey body and large pink ears. He's dressed in RAF Wing Commander's uniform, jacket, trousers and cap. Rowland was the mascot for 16 Squadron, based at RAF Coltishall during the 1980s and 1990s, and was no doubt witness to much merrymaking in the officers' mess. Since the disbandment of 16 Squadron in 2005, Rowland has been enjoying retirement with the RAF Museum. These are the stories of just five of the mascots in the exhibition. We hope you will want to bring the family to the RAF Museum Cosford in order to meet them personally and decide for yourself whether they brought their owners luck.
Thanks for listening to this podcast from the Royal Air Force Museum.